All right, we are going live. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Mountain Crypto. I am your host, Shane Ripley, and today we are going to talk about Holochain, an interesting crypto project. We'll talk about the white paper a little bit. We'll talk about some of the tokenomics. And take a look at the coin and see what that kind of looks like as an investment opportunity. And just kind of do an overview of it, go in depth a little bit on the technology, just a tiny bit, and all that. But first, I'd like to give my disclaimer. First of all, I'm not a financial advisor. I'm not an advisor of any kind. So do your research, because you can lose all your money in cryptocurrency. But we believe that if you're wise, there's a good opportunity for profit in the cryptocurrency ecosystem. So we like to talk about things we're interested in or things that we're doing in the future. We are family friendly, and hope you appreciate that. We will do the SkyCoin drawing at the end for the people who left comments at our last coin review. And we'll take a look at the calendar and do all that good stuff. So let's get right into the Holochain and see what's going on here. The ticker for Holochain is HOT. They talk about thinking outside the blocks. The white paper that I looked at is fairly technical, and it goes into an explanation of proof of work and proof of stake, which, if you're familiar with Bitcoin, it's a proof of work. If you're not familiar with what I'm talking about, this is how the network is functioning. It is how transactions are proven to be valid or validated, if you want to use that terminology, and how that happens. And through Bitcoin, there is a consensus. And on that blockchain, to maintain a consensus, it has to contain a record. And all of the members, which are computing units out there in the network of Bitcoin, have to agree that a transaction is valid. And Holochain, in their white paper, they go on to describe how this takes up a lot of room and it slows down the transaction speed, which is true. Because every single computer that's out there has to hold that whole blockchain from the beginning transaction on down. So it can take some time. Now, with the proof of stake, it can be a quicker way of doing it, and people actually will have some skin in the game. They'll own a certain amount of tokens to be able to maintain these nodes or computers that run the network and verify transactions and such like that. But a lot of these are not very scalable. So they're liking themselves to what's called a Git. And in a Git, G-I-T, all these nodes, they update their hash chains as they see fit. And that allows the nodes to work independently, but yet be able to share data with one another. So in this type of a system, the actual node that makes a transaction or accomplishes something on that ledger can maintain that information itself. So they utilize all these things to create what they call a holochain. And a holochain is not a blockchain per se, but you can build a blockchain on it. So it's pretty interesting. They have a lot of media attention. You can go to their website here at, always use the S when you do this, type in HTTPS, the S is for secure, and then the little double dots there, semicolon, / HOLOCHAIN.org. And this website here has a lot of videos. I can't really play them because the sound won't come out right, but you're welcome to go there and check those out. Some of the things that they have is a lot of apps. They have a lot of apps on here, and here are some of the solutions that they have. Now, when they go into this white paper, they do explain how their system works. So it is a little different. Let's see here. It's not like Ethereum, but it is a, it says Holochain, this is from the white paper, Holochain application consists of a network of agents maintaining a unique source chain, which is of their user transactions, paired with a shared space implemented as validating monethic shared distributed hash table. DHT is the acronym for that. And that's where every node enforces validation. So I kind of just said that a moment ago, but to help kind of understand how this works, with the DHS or the DHT that they have is kind of like BitTorrent, if you're familiar with that. So bear with me if you're not technical. We'll get into the tokenomics and stuff like that in just a couple minutes. The DHT is like BitTorrent. So it kind of validates. This is where information can be stored, okay? And sharding is possible. And sharding is just where it's able to break up data into little bits and pieces. So the little bits of pieces, the reason this is good is because you don't have to do like Bitcoin we talked about in the beginning, and you have to go through, you have to maintain this whole huge amount of data, which really slows down the transactions, and that's why, you know, it can take several minutes to transfer Bitcoin because of how all the computers are having to run to qualify that transaction. So with little bits of data, a node that is actually making a transaction can actually validate, send out, you know, some information and a request and validate a node. And some of the terms they use for doing this are kind of interesting. They have a system that's called agent-centric. So in a sense, every node could be its own block or could be its own chain, and it is kind of tamper-proof. And the way they make each of those nodes, if you want to have your own separate node or your own separate, like a blockchain, or your own separate app, you know, like some sort of an application, you have what is called a DNA. Now, a DNA is just a code. The code proves who you are. It proves who's who. It proves what's what. And it can help be part of verifying data. So the DHT part has that data bits in it, and then these nodes can actually go out and validate this information and transactions by going through that and looking for those little bits of data through the DHT. At least that's the way I understand it. So let's see, what else? So they don't call it proof of work. They don't call it proof of stake. They call it proof of service. So this is completely scalable, is what they say, and really doesn't have any limit to what it can do. So here's how it helps people. You get to own your own data. You get to control your own identity. You can connect to applications to suit your needs. And you can make transactions without centralized systems. And built lighter, faster, cheaper applications is what they say here. It can help with all these different areas, social media. Now, the way they verify, not all data in the Holochain system has to be verified. There is like a certain amount of characters and numbers that they can, you know, looking in the white paper, where they can keep it open. So they say that with this system, you could share your information. So if you put information out there or content like you would do on Facebook or YouTube or things like that, or even like a Twitter account, all these types of social media things, you could put information out there and people could look at it. But they wouldn't necessarily be able to keep it. But like in a tweet situation, You might want people to share that. So you could put that in the Holochain in a format where it could be shared as well. So that's what they're saying, is that you have the opportunity to share your input in your application in any way that you see fit. So that's kind of neat. So that's how they build the social communities and yet stay, have that security that things can't be changed, you know, that they're immutable. If you want something immutable that can't be changed, you can do it. But if you want something that can be shared, you can do it. So that's how it works. So you can build your own applications. They're hiring. That's a good sign. So there's all the information. If you want to get involved, they will help you to get it installed through, you know, mostly links and applications. How to use command line tools, how to configure applications, creating this DNA file that we were talking about that would make you part of the network. Write your own application in JavaScript or Lisp. How to think through building distributed applications, how to build a user interface for your app, how to test your application code. So they have GitHub, they have all these different things here, hackathons and such. So pretty interesting stuff. You might want to check that out. Also, let's see here. We have, they actually have another area where if you want to learn a lot about Holochain or Holo, you can go to https, the little double dots there, semicolon, /, holo.host/learn/, and it'll take you to this site right here that you see. If you're on the podcast, obviously you can't see it, so you have that that website. You can go check it out later. But you can learn everything you need to know about Holo. They say here they have a blog. You can see the team. I thought this was pretty interesting. They real briefly here, Holo is a distributed peer-to-peer hosting platform for Holochain applications and a bridge to the new internet. Holochain here, which they are related to each other, that's the open source framework for building this distributed peer-to-peer application. There is something called Holo Fuel. This is the fuel that is based on their currency and helps power things for the system. It says here that it's a mutual credit accounted system capable of performing billions of daily microtransactions, primarily used for application of H apps. So those would be Holochain applications. Providers pay Holo Host for their services. So that's it. Hot. Here's the token. We will go into tokenomics a little bit more, but it is an ERC-20 coin. So they don't, they don't have their coin on their own network or blockchain. They are saddling their token off of the Ethereum network there, ERC-20 token. They had their initial coin offering back in April 2018, and there's more information on that if you're interested. Holoport, this is an easy, direct way to support the distributed internet designed to host peer-to-peer Holochain applications. A lot of this is geared toward their applications and things like that. This seems to be pretty prevalent right now. I think 2019 is the race for having something that actually is something to have besides just an idea. So in 2017 and 2018, we saw all the cryptocurrency companies and platforms all telling us how great they were and how, you know, they're going to get everybody rich, and they had these great ideas. And then we saw about 80% of them not really make anything happen. So since the latter part of 2018, we've been recommending much more, probably even before that, we've been recommending people really look at the coin they're investing in and make sure that it's a solid project and that things are happening, to check on the team and just do the research. So here's another frequently asked questions and answers. They have, what's the difference between the Holochain and the Holo, which we did talk about. One is kind of the backbone, and the other one is, information, kind of user, people who actually want to do things on there and build on it. They have the ability to do that. And then, what happened to the rest of them? I guess you got to close it. There we go. Why is there no supply limit for hollow fuel? And their answer is that it's a medium of exchange and price movement for speculative swing trading. So I guess if there's more of it, it's going to be worth less. So that's a given. What else? Why does hollow need its own currency? They say this keeps low cost, millions of transactions per second for service provisions. I think they're just trying to create a utility out of it. That's really the true answer. But you can go through these and look in more depth on that if you want to dig in a little deeper. Let's take a look at the team. Here we go about, and you'll see the team. It's always good. There's a very diverse amount of people here. All you do is hover over it, and it opens up a little bit of their background and the co-founders and the developers. There's a lot of developers here, so that's good to see a lot of developers. You know, with some of the coins actually losing their developers, that's a very concerning. So also, they did not have a roadmap on their site anywhere that I could find, but I did go to ICO Bench and I found a little roadmap that I thought was interesting to share with you guys. Just go to ICO Bench and look up milestones for HOLO, H-O-L-O, and you'll get a little video, and then you'll get the roadmap. So fourth quarter 2017, we can see that they did some crowdfunding for their ICO. They needed the capital, and they did a Alpha 0 and Alpha 1 release. They designed a prototype, voting decision-making apps, and a meta app that can be included with the HoloChain application. So they are compatible with meta apps. If you are familiar with that or you're techie and you make those kind of things, that might be something you want to look into. First quarter 2018, it says first box shipped to 500 hosts. So I don't know what these boxes are. I'm assuming it had something to do with the nodes, but it says Alpha 2, including high-level application development framework for pluggable governance and a directory, a store package manager for the 50 or so HoloChain-based applications that have been created to date, partnerships. And then in the second quarter, they did their first test transaction on Holo using Holo Fuel. They had 5,000 hosts, and then the good news moving forward, they were able to do 100 test transactions an hour, which is quite a bit more than Bitcoin or Ethereum. So certainly their testing on their own platform is pretty quick. HoloChain solid beta release moves on into fourth quarter 2018. It says they have over 30,000 host devices. So that's pretty good. That actually surpasses the number of Bitcoin nodes at the time that this was written, and also barely surpasses the Ethereum. So peer-to-peer applications of HoloChain reach 50 apps and 10,000 users, and also they have their testnet going. So pretty good. Sounds like they're moving along. I didn't know that they had a testnet going, so that is something to look at and follow. What else? Let's look at the tokenomics, because we could go on and on about the technical side of this, and most people are not super interested in that are viewing. They want to know about the coin, and but as an investor, you know, knowing that they have their testnet up, and that they're working on that, and that they have a good team, they have a lot of developers, that's definitely a plus in my opinion. So right now, for USD on coinmarketcap.com, we have 0.000766 USD. So they're very affordable, it looks like. Let's look, and also, as I've said before, coinmarketcap.com, you've got pretty reliable links right here. They are in the top 50. That's also good if you're looking for I would say if you're not going to be investing in the top 10 cryptocurrencies, you definitely need to have a lot of faith in it. You need to see that they have a really good team, they have a lot of developers, and that they're actually making things happen, have products and services that are actually working. So I would say, based on what I saw on the roadmap there, they have their foot in the door of having a product, being that they're doing their test net. But again, get involved in the community if you're interested in this token. Okay, it looks like their high was 0.0017. So if you compare that to today, 0.0006, I mean, there's a ton of room for growth there. I don't have my calculator out, but if you believe they're going to go back and reach these former highs, I would watch them. I would keep an eye on this. I just think there's so many that are working on a platform right now that were kind of like last year. I said, hey, you know, if they're working on a platform, if they are doing a test net or they have something going on, they're selling a product or something, you know, that definitely gives them more higher points, in my opinion. So do some more research on this if you're going to invest any amount of money in it. I'm going to continue to do more research. I just think there's so many people competing now for the applications that we've got to be even more critical and dig down on this. So in the future, maybe we'll do that. We'll review all the different mainnets and take a look at the pros and cons of all the people that are doing their test nets and mainnets. So that pretty much concludes the review of HoloChain, Holo, hot ticker. I think it's certainly worth keeping an eye on. It certainly has a lot of plus marks, but again, there is just so much competition in this market right now. I would continue to do research on this and follow it if you're interested in investing in it. So we have a calendar. We have some things going on, and we have our SkyCoin giveaway. First of all, if you would like to put in for the SkyCoin giveaway, then go ahead and give a comment with your SkyCoin public address and put that on the comment section of this video. And then in a week or so, when I do the next review or whatnot, we will do that drawing. Now, we are planning a live interview with XYO tomorrow, and that should work out, and that'll be live on Facebook, and then I will copy that and put that on YouTube and also on the podcast with Ari, who is the founder, and really, he was pretty much a genius at starting at 10 years of age, and looking forward to finding out a little bit of his history and how he found this pathway, and let him tell us a little bit about the XYO coin, which is pretty interesting. If you have not seen our Patreon site, there it is. It's very affordable. Got a few little goodies on there right now, a few posts, a download, and also opportunity to connect at a greater level. And then our website actually has our calendar on it, so we'll take a look at that. I'm going to be way, way out in East County, Hukumba. It starts with a J, but it's Hukumba. And that will be, I got the wrong month. That's not the first, that should be the second. So I'll change that. It's going to be February the 21st at 10 a.m. There's a phone number if you want to call them. So let's go ahead and look at the video from last week and get on with our drawing. We will pull up all the comments. Here they are. Okay, so basically I just got to copy this. And then we go to my random comment generator and put them in there. And then we hit load comments. Uh, Okay. Oop, what's going on here? Why is it doing that? Click below the most liked comment. Why is it doing that? Why can't I just randomly pick a winner? No, I don't want to do that. Okay, load comments. Okay, there we go. There we go. All right. So you don't have a wallet address. Let's check. Let's check. K-E-S-H Kumar. Let's see. Did you put your address in here? Because if you didn't put your address in here, I do not see it. No, sir, you do not. Okay, I'm going to try again here. You have to put your address in here. So if you didn't put your address in here, you don't win. Okay. I think I can close the live stream or the podcast right now.